Interesting.
What did you do? Wow, maybe I should factory default it.
Might not be a bad plan. I also have the RT system software for that if you want it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I used to really like their stuff, and then they did me dirty a little while back with a license, and I was like, eh. I wanted to get mad, but then I'm like, well, they're kind of a software company at this point. Like, the cables are becoming a little bit more ubiquitous. And then I realized, man, it's got to be hard to survive as a software company when, like, Chirp's aim is to do everything. Which, by the way, I don't think I own a radio that Chirp won't program now. So, like, my necessity for using the program for, like, what's the radio that I have? That's probably my IC9280, my D-Star radio. Like, I have the RT system software for that. And would I use it to program it? I would prefer to because D-Star is messy, but I could do it with Chirp. But in order to use the RT system software, I would need to spool up a VM because my licensing snafu with RT systems was I bought it, and then literally like several months later, they were like, oh, yeah, we released the version for that works on Windows 11. And I'm like, cool, how can I get that? And they're like, you have to buy a new license. And I'm like, the one I've got is less than 3 months old. And they're like, sorry, buy it again. And I'm like, that's not how that's supposed to work. Anyway, that's the TLDR.